This is Insight. I'm Anne Maria Watt. In 1833, the federal government banned debtors' prisons in the United States. In 1972, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans ruled that pay or stay practices, which compel someone to pay a court fine on the spot or be jailed, were also illegal. In 1983, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that people can only be jailed for refusing to pay court fines, not for being too poor to do so. According to a recent report by the ACLU of Louisiana, these practices are still happening today. Joining me from the studio at WWNO in New Orleans is Marjorie Essman of the ACLU. Thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
It seems as though this is actually something of a national trend.
That's right. It is a national problem, and it's a problem that should not exist because, as you said, it was declared illegal many times decades ago.
And even here in Baton Rouge, there's actually a current debate over whether or not the parish should open a misdemeanor jail.
Well, yes, and I understand that that was just defeated, which was a good thing. The idea of jailing people for misdemeanors makes absolutely no sense. And I understand that it was justified as a way to make sure that people actually fulfill their obligations, but in many cases, people don't because they can't, and you can't get blood from a stone, as they say. If somebody doesn't have the money, they don't have the money. They can't pay no matter what.
For the average person listening, these are court fines. These are citations. They're tickets. Some would think that, you know, why should I feel bad for somebody who's not going to pay this fine? So can you elaborate what kind of fines that people are being thrown in jail for not paying?
It can be a lot of different things. It can be littering. It can be a parking ticket. It can be, minor, disturbing the peace kinds of things that aren't really violent or dangerous. And remember that when people say, and I hear this all the time, oh, well, you know, if you can't pay the fine, you shouldn't do the crime. But if you turn that around, that kind of is saying that if you can afford to pay, you can do anything you want. And that's not the kind of legal system we want, where, you know, if you're rich, you can pay any kind of fine and get away with whatever you want. But if you're poor, you end up incarcerated for the same thing. That's not fair. And these fines are intended to be a deterrent. They're intended to be a kind of a slap on the wrist to say, you know, you broke a minor rule. We can't have people breaking rules. So here's a little penalty. But, you know, if you get a fine of, let's say, $200, which is not an uncommon fine, for some people, that's, you know, groceries for a month.
That seems to be a theme throughout the report that I saw, this kind of idea of impossible choices, where you have a lot of these case studies of people who are essentially choosing between rent and paying their court fines, or groceries and paying their court fines, as you mentioned, or people who show up to court not realizing that they're going to be required to pay that day on the spot.
That's right. I mean, there are some instances where you know, the court will say, you know, $200 cash right now on the spot. You don't have it, 30 days in jail. You know, how many people walk around with cash like that in their pockets?
What I'm thinking is, you know, we have an election coming up this weekend. And so are there any recommendations that the ACLU is making in regards to this phenomenon of debtors' prisons to the next governor?
They can revamp the entire criminal code to eliminate those kinds of things. But a lot of these are municipal offenses. And these things happen most often in local municipal courts. And so I would suggest that for people who are voting in municipal elections, pay attention to making sure that the council that you're electing and the judges that you're electing are going to be sensitive to this issue and are going to be accountable to follow the law, because this practice is against the law.
Marjorie Essman, thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure.
This is Insight. I'm Anne Maria Watt.